Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. military jets sent to Turkey. The U.S. military deployed six F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield as coalition airstrikes continue against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Ankara opened the Incirlik airbase to the anti-IS combat efforts last month, while at the same time beginning its own air campaign against Islamic State, as well as the Kurdish separatist group PKK. U.S.-led forces conducted 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria over the weekend. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced what he called sweeping political reforms in what's being described as an attempt to stamp out corruption. Edward Duranian reports.
Iraqi state TV read a statement Sunday by Mr. Abadi. The plan eliminates the positions of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Spokesman Saad Hadithi told state TV the cabinet outlined the new reform proposal and is sending it to parliament for discussion. The proposal is due to be voted on Tuesday. Edward Duranian, Cairo.
Police in eastern India say a stampede early today outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people. Authorities say the incident happened as thousands were taking part in a religious festival in Jharkhand state and rushed toward the temple just after its doors opened. President Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said in his words, superpowers don't respond to taunts. This is VOA News. Israel arrested suspected Jewish extremists Sunday in West Bank settlements and placed two high-profile radicals under a type of detention, allowing for holding them for 6 months without charges. Police say the raids were linked to recent events in the West Bank, but did not say how many suspects they detained. In Mali, a security source Sunday said at least 9 civilians, including 5 UN workers, were killed in a day-long siege of a hotel in the central town of Savari that ended on Saturday with an attack by soldiers that left 4 attackers dead. There is no claim of responsibility, but it comes amid a string of attacks linked to jihadist groups. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say the death toll from the blast is at least 29, most of the dead members of a pro-government militia. Pakistan condemned that attack and another earlier that claimed more than 50 in and near Kabul. Pakistan condemning the attacks and emphasizing the need for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghans are once again pointing fingers at Pakistan, alleging their neighbor is not preventing the Taliban from using its territory for staging the attacks. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz has dismissed those charges, saying there are all kinds of militant factions operating in Afghanistan, making it difficult to ascertain who is behind the bloodshed. Senior Pakistani security officials told VOA Sunday that despite attempts by spoilers and detractors in Afghanistan to hamper improved bilateral cooperation, leaders in both countries remain closely engaged to further the reconciliation process. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday as Japan marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Nagasaki days before the end of World War II. The Pope said the memories of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August 1945 remain as a call for nuclear disarmament. In the U.S. Midwest city of Ferguson, Missouri, people gathered Sunday to march and hold a moment of silence to mark the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a white police officer during a street confrontation a year ago. The march began at the site where the unarmed black teenager was shot by Ferguson officer Darren Wilson, who has since resigned from the force. American Pro Football Hall of Famer and longtime broadcaster Frank Gifford has died at the age of 84 from natural causes near his home in New York City. He played his entire 12-year career with the Giants. He was the league's most valuable player in 1956 as the Giants won the league championship. After retirement, Gifford became a sportscaster and worked as play-by-play announcer and later as commentator in ABC's Monday Night Football. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.